Hello, everyone. This week, we are proud to be sponsored by trywink.com/D&D. Get yourself some money off when you get delicious wines delivered right to your door. Once again, that's trywink.com/D&D.
It's good.
Can we just capture Michael saying it's good? Yeah. And at the end of every single ad, no matter what it is,
it's good. It's good. Yeah, that'll be my new text message chain.
Yes.
Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Mike Bachman.
Oh, I know a dude. His name is Todd.
Bad rap.
And I saw his really great dick.
Wow.
Jennifer Cheeks here.
Hey everyone, it's me, Jennifer Cheek, Wine Mom, on the podcast for this evening.
Nika Howard's here.
Hey, I am here, and I am ready to play D&D.
And let's not forget Tim Lanning.
Hey everyone, I'm here drinking Loves Me Not from trywink.com/D&D. Michael, say your catchphrase.
It's good.
Yes, he did it!
Oh, I'm wet now.
Okay, here's the thing. I cannot tell if we're all joking if we all accidentally got, like, super drunk for this episode. Including myself, I cannot tell. I don't know what's going on.
I feel like I'm not drunk, but I also feel like I could be borderline shit face and not really know it. So
it might happen partially
this episode.
Have you stood
up? Because
I stood up and I walked, like, I fed the dog, I walked into the bathroom just fine. But then I tried to pour half a bottle of wine with the cork in, so I don't know.
We're just trying to give you the drunks in Dragons content that you crave. I know that the people have been scrambling for it, sure. So, you know, we're here to sacrifice our bodies.
A lot of people have been complaining that we're too on topic.
Right. Yeah, and that we're too serious, and we know too much what we're doing.
Our lawyer talked to us and said that if we weren't drunk at least a certain percentage of the time, then we couldn't call ourselves Drunks and Dragons.
So true.
Otherwise, it would be false advertising.
So we're trying to get 100% drunk for this episode. So
yeah, get it all. Get it all done here. Just kidding. I'm not that drunk. I think we're just tired and lightly tipsy.
Yeah. Tim, can I tell you? Ever since I've been a listener, I have dreamed of playing.
Huge
with
fan.
You
Thank you for listening. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's always great to meet a fan.
I have dreamt of playing with you on one of your drunk endurance game drinking.
Oh my god. We should do that. That was good times.
I've been pretty drunk on Norhal before, but not bad. Yeah, not close, but not
Durance level.
Okay.
I was going to say, you are a wonderful drunk DM.
Well, that's my thing. I'm fine until I'm very much not.
Tim does he likes to blackout sometimes.
He likes to blackout. Who doesn't?
He likes to take long showers.
Who doesn't?
And nearly die in the showers.
But no one watches me take a shower.
No, man.
Bad rap.
Can I roll a d20, please?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Please, I guess it's a D&D podcast, so...
Please. Yeah, don't you mean a spin-down counter?
No, actually, I have a BlizzCon official Diablo D20.
I rolled a 16, though.
I rolled a 20, though.
What? Nice. I rolled
Praise
a 10.
Jesus, don't pick me.
It was...
Wait, I rolled a 20 also, Tim.
Nuh-uh.
Look, I'm sending you a picture in our chat right now.
Damn.
Haven't we all agreed by this point that like sending a picture of a dice that's showing 20 up doesn't mean a goddamn thing?
Yeah. The closest you do is if you snatch your camera and be like, hands off, go. Do we just have a roll off?
Yeah, let's have a roll off.
I think we should have a roll off, but we should honor the 20, and whoever wins is still able to pick someone.
Okay.
I see what you're saying. That makes sense.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think whoever wins should get to pick two people, and they have to do it at the same time.
Can you look at that?
That's a good.
It's a two.
Yeah, I rolled a two.
Okay, so let's just not roll a one.
Oh wait, did you roll a two?
Oh my gosh, that's the ground.
No.
Oh, okay.
Is that one's gone
wait,
forever?
Are you
now?
Trying to get higher or lower?
Higher.
He needs to get higher so he can do it.
Yeah, I got a 19, which is the second highest. I picked Nika to do it.
Damn.
God damn it, Tim.
Ice cold.
I mean, that was the obvious choice. People saw that
That's true.
Coming.
So last time, we talked about what we were going to do. We turned Stuart into a starfish, and we went to Toby's house. That's it.
Tim, Tim's looking out the window again. What was his name again? Jeff?
Stuart? Oh, Jerry?
Jerry!
Oh, Jerry wanted to sleep in Toby's bed.
Yeah, and Toby said, no, I personally laughed for like 10 minutes about that, and I still am laughing in my heart about
Jerry is sleeping in Toby's bed,
the
isn't
wretched
he?
Jerry sleeping in Toby's bed.
Yeah, he was. It is. Or something.
I mean, he's only at the foot of the bed.
We did some really cool world building. Like, we found out that gnomes eat candy for dinner.
Yeah,
that was brave of us to choose.
Which might be, is it somehow racist?
Sure, maybe. I don't think so. I feel like they're so, like, bright colored and everything, they would appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, they eat gnomes for dinner when they're all
they
together.
They eat gnomes for dinner?
Oh, shit. They eat candy when they're all together, but they will still eat a salad or panini and things like that when they're around. But they wanted to have a traditional gnomish dinner.
Mm. I would love it if Toby just really hated vegetables. Can we do that? Is that a choice?
Is that a fun thing to do?
Mike Bachman hates vegetables.
Bachman, are you okay, buddy?
No, I'm just drunk is all. Let's go.
He's ready to roll.
Okay, well, you wake up. It's the next morning. Nareev has not fallen down on top of
Glane. So do we see it, from the gnomish?
You cannot just look up and see it.
Wait, there's something even going on. Like a clear day?
There's something going on there. It's maybe magic. I don't know.
What's the weather like today?
It's clear. Extremely clear.
Is there like a bird flying and then just like hit something?
Oh my gosh, it's like the fucking
like the Hunger Games.
I was the girl with the dragon tattoo. Just not the same.
I mean, I don't remember that part, but that could have been in that movie.
The girl with the pearl necklace.
No, that's something different. That's on a different website.
Okay, sorry. Gutter boy. Oh, good morning. Ah! Ah, get out of my bed.
Jerry has cuddled up with Toby.
That's gross.
Wait, is he slimy or is he just a Spider-Man?
Both. Get out. Oh my god, I feel so much smarter. Shit. I have almost twice as many spells.
It's because you slept with a spider in bed.
I guess I'll do it more often, baby.
That's how I got so smart.
You know what? I bet I can make fake things real things.
How?
I make a slide. That's fake, but it's real. And get it to get Jerry to scoot on out of my bed. Isn't Jerry huge, though? Like a big boy? You can ride. Jerry's rideable.
Yeah, he could have put all my wig in his mouth if his mouth wasn't so
How did you fit on my bed?
I think your bed may have collapsed a little bit.
Oh, no.
That's fucked up. I use mending to fix parts of my bed.
Your bed is fixed.
Thank you. Can I get rid of mending? Because you know, you can't get rid of cantrips. I can get rid of the ability to teleport between planes, but I can't get the ability to clean a dish.
Huh.
Hmm. It's crazy.
It's fucking crazy, isn't it?
It's madness. All right.
So, we're just chilling in here. Are we all in the same room or are we in different rooms?
Different rooms. Okay. Jayla and Aludra, you're in my missing brother's room, Snatch.
Oh,
everything's
good.
Set up the same way it was 5 years ago.
Oh, that's fun. Normal. Okay, so we... Aludra rises and shines, and she goes to down to the kitchen to try to help with breakfast.
Oh, hello, Aludra. So Toby last night was saying that you're a queen?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
That's amazing. I've never had a queen in my house.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Can I just say real fast, Jennifer and I and another chat have been talking a lot about RuPaul's Drag Race, so yeah. I imagine Aludra getting up in the middle of the night putting on all this fabulous makeup.
She
and
looks
just being,
good.
Yeah.
we were gagging on her eleganza right now.
This is You're so fishy, girl.
I'm so fishy.
Please stop.
I'll never stop. What was I saying? Oh, no. Well, thank you so much for having us here. I know that things are pretty crazy right now, and
I didn't think a queen would, I don't know, look like you. Is that?
No.
Is that?
I'm just a normal gal, you know.
I mean, like, I always thought like they'd be elegant, maybe have fine clothing.
I mean, I got where I am today because I'm an adventurer, so,
like,
you know.
They'd hold themselves a certain way, you know?
Well, I mean, I don't think I hold myself that bad, but... I feel like I'm being nagged right now, but it's all right. You graciously allowed me to stay in your home, and your son's a nice boy, and thanks for having us here.
Oh, you're welcome. Why don't you... You probably don't know how to cook and stuff, so maybe you can... If you just want to... Well, you're a queen, right?
I mean, yeah, but I've not been a queen my whole life. That's
really?
A recent development. No. I don't know
how queens work.
There's new ones every day.
Wow. All right. Well, hey, if you want to help me make this candy for breakfast, just come on over.
Yeah, now this is a new thing for me. I'm not sure if I know how to make candy, but I would love to learn.
Yeah, we're pulling taffy over here.
Now that I am great at, I am very strong. I can help you with that.
Okay, great. You do that.
But Luder's just like ripping apart taffy, like really stretching it. Not super far though, because she's not got a long wingspan, but she's doing it very aggressively.
Nice. Is anyone else awake and coming downstairs?
Who
What's going
to
on?
Help me make candy?
Jayla would definitely pull a Luder's taffy.
Jerry comes down.
I don't know why I'm focusing so much on Toby's mom.
She's kind of a bitch.
She's not a bitch. Leave her alone. Why is daddy and...
Jerry tries to yawn, but he can't because his mouth is so shut.
Toby walks kind of awkwardly, hair all disheveled, behind Jerry. Like, it got on my bed. I slept next to it.
And you came out stronger for it.
Yeah, you can wash your sheets. It'll be all right.
He ripped the sheets and broke the bed.
Okay.
I fixed a lot of it, but... broke a lot of the bed. He just broke a lot of my bed.
And I slept next to him. And... I think I got some of its flesh in my mouth.
Oh no, Toby.
And Snake ate one of its fingernails. And he might die now. Snake, spit it up. Come on, buddy.
Who's Here's Snake taffy. Again?
My rat, idiot. It's like you haven't read my thing.
It's for the listeners at home.
Oh, thanks, Snakes. Thanks.
I'm being
Snakes
their proxy.
The rat, named after a rat.
That's
Jennifer
very
and I,
confusing,
I knew
though.
In college.
Named Hank Snakeface.
Hank Snakeface.
He was the best, the only good rat there was until this one.
Mm-hmm. Arlington's there, too. Arlington right now is also a rat.
Wait, he can change?
He can change.
Oh, my gosh. So double rats.
But Toby's also carrying... papers and Snake and Arlington also have paper sticking out. Like, guys, I've had an idea. Check this out. Alutra.
Yes.
Throw that taffy in the air.
All right. She tosses it in there.
And then in front of you, you see a 4 foot tall, one of those gumball dispenser shoots go around, and it catches the taffy, and the taffy slowly, because taffy doesn't roll very well.
Yeah, it's pretty sticky.
Guys, I made my illusions physical.
Oh, wow. That's really awesome.
Isn't that crazy? Touch it.
Ludra pokes it. Yeah, that's definitely real.
Oh, you did a really good job there, Toby. Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Steve.
Morning, hi. Steve. Wait, Steve, do you have to sleep?
I don't, but I still yawn.
Oh, you.
Just a reminder of what being normal and alive felt like.
Old habits die hard. I remember yawning, so I just kind of have to do it every now and then.
So true.
Steve, oh, you know what? Never mind. That was a rude question I was going to ask you. I'll ask you later.
Does anybody want some water? And Steve opens his mouth and just spews water into a glass.
What?
That's awkward.
But it's pure...
Yeah.
Ice cold water.
It's pure. It's cold. It is. It's quite possibly. It's the purest water you've ever seen. It's like spring water almost.
What?
Why? How'd you do that?
Yeah.
Here you go. Here's some water.
Well, where did that come from, buddy? I don't like this.
Oh, well, you see, I don't need to eat or drink or anything. So yeah, I sewed this. Let me find the name of it because I forget. Jug it, just a jug.
Polar Springs bubbler.
God damn it! I don't. It's in my items. It's like a jug. It's got a shit ton of water in it, but it's sewed at the bottom of my esophagus.
Oh.
So if you need any water, you know where to get it.
Oh. I should have got water from your mouth last night when we said Stuart the Starfish. I mean, Stuart.
Oh, do you want some now? And Steve moves in.
I'm okay. Okay.
So you've got a water jug hooked up to your esophagus and,
The decanter of endless water.
There it is, decanter of endless water. And now, and I see it the second that you said that.
I'm just trying to understand all of the ways that you're fit together and what you've got going on in your bod. And do you poop? Do you poop?
I interestingly enough, I don't. And you know what? If I had to pick something that I miss, pooping would be it.
Oh man, I totally feel you on that one.
I threw out my cell phone because what do you do with it? You know, if you can't poop, why do you need a cell phone?
Oh.
Huh?
Wow.
What?
This guy gets it.
No, it's a cell phone.
Oh, you're too young.
Okay.
only 90s kids will understand that.
Jayla. Jayla.
Yes.
Jayla. I didn't hear you. Jayla. Okay, hi. I don't want to be rude, but can I see that knife that glared at me yesterday?
No. I mean, I just don't think it's safe. Toby, what do you want to know about it? I can give you some information.
I was just super curious about a weapon that could growl at me and close its eyes in a spooky way. So
it
I was
going
to try to identify what it was.
It just
see if there's any fun magics to it.
You know, I think that it would mostly be divine magic. If anything, I got it from my god. It's kind of an artifact.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm just going to say this, and I know it's going to sound a little harsh, but Just trust me, I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but the less we know about this thing, the better.
Here it comes.
No, that was just it. That's the less you know about this thing, the better.
Oh. Well, I disagree with that completely, but I respect you for telling me that.
Toby, the less you know about this, the less it can hurt you, so.
Okay.
She's only looking out for your well-being.
Oh, thanks. Mom, Dad, what should we do?
I thought you were back to the, off to the White Spire today to, I don't know, study or clean up the rubble. Whatever you do over there.
No, we gotta stop an invading horde. We talked about this at dinner off the episode.
Can I just ask out of question? Did it kind of sound, just a little bit of what I was getting, did it sound like Toby's parents weren't proud of him?
They seemed like very dismissive of him.
A little bit.
Like, oh, he's over there doing his, you know, his magic shit or whatever.
Like an insight?
Thank you for saying that, Nika.
You're welcome.
That's the first time you've ever said that.
You're welcome, Tim. Yeah, it's been fucking years in the making.
do an insight.
Okay.
Sense their motives.
I mean, that's what I want to do is sense their motives.
You can say, I would like to sense their motives by rolling insight. And that's fine.
Yeah.
I respect it.
And people love it when
I
you
love
do that.
I love it. It's one of our bits. Good shirt.
Okay. I rolled a 2. So I got a 9. So I would like to sense their motives through an insight check.
You cannot be sure if they are proud of Toby or not.
Okay.
Shit.
Okay, well, instead, I'm not sure, but my initial feeling is maybe a little more negative. So even if they are being really positive about it, I would just want to throw in about how Toby was so great and he managed to navigate us through the White Spire. He has been such a wonderful help to us. He's really just an awesome, blossoming wizard that every wizard should strive to be as great as Toby.
Stop.
You really should be proud of your son.
Oh. Mm.
Michael, we're proud of him. It's just not the gnomish way to show a lot of pride, I guess. I don't know.
It's not true, Michael. Fuck you. It's like you haven't read the entire book before.
It's like Tim wrote this character in order to be praised, and it's not working out for him.
Michael, while we're in Toby's childhood home, could I roll investigation just to see if I can find out, you know, just something, maybe some dirt about his childhood, you know, like an embarrassing story, maybe get it from his mother
or my brothers and sisters probably. Can
oh
be
yeah, up. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I rolled a 15 plus 10, so 25.
Ooh.
So Toby's mom, whose name I forget.
Contessa, you forgot it again?
No, since I've been
it's
in this
Contessa.
Body, I just...
Constantinople,
I got it. Contessa, got there we go. Okay, now we're cooking with gas. Tell me an embarrassing story about Toby, you know, for when he was a little baby.
Okay, let me tell you this story. I've got a good one.
Please.
He would get so caught up, and he's got all these big thoughts all the time. They're all just flowing through his head, and he just gets so distracted, and he'll just go off into La La Land, so much so that he earned the name Glazy Eye.
Glazy Eye.
Don't tell non-gnomes our gnome nicknames. They don't get it.
You don't have to be ashamed. This is your culture.
It's all like, I think it's if you call someone old Glazy Eye, is that like the equivalent of calling him like you young whippersnapper or something like
this
that?
Old Glazy Eye.
I think that's a swell nickname. You should be proud of it. It's your heritage.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Mom.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey everybody, Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
My favorite spring takeaway, especially after doing taxes, is cleaning out my dang monthly bills that I don't need. When I do my taxes and I go through the lines, I'm like, I spent how much on an MMO I'm not playing? At the end of the month, where does all my dang money go? I can tell you right now that with Mint Mobile, my money is not wasted at all on wireless. I've lowered my wireless bill. So cheap, so valuable with Mint Mobile. You know it. A couple years ago, Jennifer and I switched. We haven't looked back. What else am I going to tell you? It just works. I did it. I switched. And I'll tell you what, whenever I go through my bank statements, that wireless bill, compared to what I was paying before, I scream in heavens and I do a dance, all right? I'll do a little dance. You should also say bye to your overpriced wireless plans. Get rid of those jaw-dropping bills, especially because Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. They have premium wireless plans that start at just $15 a month. On top of that, all the plans come with high-speed data, unlimited talk and text, and it's all on the nation's largest 5G network. Whoa. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/greetings. That's mintmobile.com/greetings. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/greetings. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay, kids. It is a beautiful day outside, so you're just going to have to go out and play, because if we have a whole nother episode in this house, people are going to scream bloody murder. So out you go. Episode.
Did she pack us a picnic basket of candies?
Of delicious treats.
Mm-hmm, just full of candies.
It's just like one giant blob of taffy, though. It's really messed up.
There's like a lot of like licorice and stuff.
No, this is bad candy.
No, it's good candy.
Like, is there still any dire wasp honey?
No.
Oh, of course.
Hell wasp honey.
That's what I said.
We sold that in the past 5 years to gain our Aludra and Jayla's fortune.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Wait, you guys have a fortune?
Yeah, we have a fortune.
We don't talk about it.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
We have a whole backstory.
We're low-key millionaires.
Okay.
That's actually kind of true.
Really?
Yeah.
I hate it. Like, why would you have this backstory that never ever gets mentioned? I respect it.
You're like Ashton Kutcher and you got stock in Uber now. Like,
we just gotta, you know, we gotta keep some surprises.
I love surprises. Exactly. Okay, well, maybe we could go talk to the Glane guards or, I don't know, the head of Glane or...
go ahead, Steve, sorry.
Oh, I just feel like if we're gonna move Nareve, we're gonna have to go to Nareve.
I think that you're not wrong eventually, but I worry that the four of us are really not enough to combat what's going on.
Excuse me?
Jerry.
Oh, the five of us.
Thank you.
I don't think that the five of us are quite enough to combat what's going on in Nareve, and I just wonder if we shouldn't try to, like, you know, drum up some support elsewhere. Because I think other places have been really affected by this as well, and I think they'd be interested and willing to
fight. Oh, you're queen? Will the dwarves help?
Yeah, I think they will because, I mean, part of the reason why I left and why things were super stressful back home is because the shit that these guys were doing to us. So if I come home with a culprit who killed Baldur Oakback, then I think they're going to be very interested in coming to help us out.
What about Paylor's Hope? You said that Harper's wife would probably want to get revenge.
100% they would, because if they think, or if we tell them that Jet help to assist in Harper's murder, what would they have to lose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We agree, so we did. No, I am a little worried about seeing Ashiara Dane again. I am afraid that she's going to immediately try to have us killed. Mm-hmm.
That could happen. She probably blames you guys. I'm just saying. I'm old man Weck.
We could probably take her.
Hi, Weck.
Maybe we should rely more on the dwarves than on Ashiara Dane. But weren't we
dwarves,
also going to
dwarves love going up in the sky? That's for sure.
That's what they're known for.
They love rocks. They love the sky.
They love to fly.
Yeah, I can't go back to Paler's Hope, you guys.
Oh, why not?
Huh?
This is kind of embarrassing for me to talk about, but well, last time I was in Paler's Hope, I kind of had sex with a cow.
Oh!
Wait, what? Wait! God. Oh my god! You might have been. You might have a son.
Well, bear charger's older than five, so.
We don't know how to age. They might age really fast.
I didn't say I fucked him as a plush golem. I would think you'd be happy about this, Tim. Why are you not more happy about this?
Whenever any time this conversation gets up, I get extremely tense and start sweating. Oh, you fucked a cow as a gnoll?
Yeah, you know, I mean, every now and then you just get lonely. Don't tell Cheryl.
Think we can.
I don't know. I didn't think this backstory out very well.
I fucked that cow for a goof.
It was a bit.
Anyways, it was also that I can make sterile. This joke right now. Let's go.
So, Eludra, I can get us to your place in 2 days.
Okay. I mean, is there anyone else that we should be
in 9 hours.
Oh, even better. I mean, is there anyone else that we could contact? Like, I don't know. Who are our allies these days?
Well, I do have the sending network with the other white spires.
I mean, do you think they would be... I would think they'd be interested in coming to help this white spire.
For sure, for sure, for sure. Especially with Talionis snatched up.
Yeah. I mean, Pyre's not going to help us, is he?
Who knows? If you tell him that maybe gold will be there, he'll come. He's a dragon.
If he can just...
Wait, you don't mean Pyre. Pyre.
Yeah.
What do you know about Pyre?
I'm just brainstorming here. I'm just brainstorming.
I mean, everyone knows about Pyre.
But I mean, like, what do you know about him?
Have you seen him?
No.
Is he ancient?
Oh, we have.
We know from doing certain ancient studies that he is one of the oldest living dragons today. He is a very rude, cantankerous red dragon, I've been told. And
yes,
he's taken
true.
Over some small port town over Westway.
I mean, I don't know. I guess we don't have so many allies anymore other than my people.
He seems like a bad dude.
He's definitely a bad dude. I'm just spitballing here, you know?
Hmm.
I mean, Jayla, is there anyone you know these days?
I mean, probably not, but if you want, I can try to contact some clerics.
I mean, maybe my cleric, I don't know. What can help against these guys? I think that we should talk to people and otherwise buyers. If we could, like, contact them.
Okay, well.
And see if they have any suggestions for ways to get Nareeb out of the sky without it crashing, or get it away from here.
Yeah, we'll have to see if the teleport network inside the White Spire is still active. Same with the sending network. The sending network is like a chat instant message situation.
It's like Trillion.
It's like Snapchat. Yeah.
Is that the one that has like all of them together?
Yeah.
This one's like IRC. It's really shitty. It's slow. Oh, okay. So it's not, you know.
So you can't get on like Yahoo.
Exactly. There's no internet, but they can like chat. There's like a chat room, so to speak. Old man.
Has anyone tried up north? Is there any, like, I don't know, maybe anyone that might help us up there?
North of here?
Yeah, like north.
You mean north, west?
Yeah. I think you know what I mean.
Norhal, well, after those brave students helped, got eaten by a bug.
You know, what? Do you guys know what I miss about being with this party? Yeah, you know, back when it was just me, I decided to write a direction to go, and I went there, and then I had quests, and I just got them done.
And now you get to argue about it.
You guys really take your time making decisions, and that's what I just really love. I'm glad that I'm back with you guys, just taking your time and deliberating.
All right, how about out of character? We ask Old Man Weck to contact Paler's Hope. Yes. Aludra, try to send, if there's a way to send a message quickly to your people, yes. Do that. If there's not, on the table, I can plane our shift and take us to what is essentially Gnome Heaven. As soon as I get there, I'll go to sleep. And as soon as I get my second, seventh level spell slot back, wake up and plane shift to Deep Home.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be anywhere. Anywhere you want to go.
Or you just send a message to Deep Home.
Exactly.
Feel like that would be ideal if we could do that. Yeah. And then we can stay near here and contact the other White Spires. We're trying to gather people here.
Yeah, so...
hopefully.
So we could montage it, like, you send your messages, Old Man Wax sends his messages, some of us go and check, you know, see if the teleport network /chat network of the sending stones, the sending service is up, and if it is, see if the other White Spires want to come help.
Yeah.
Aludra, can I ask you something? Old Man Weck here.
Yeah, sure.
how did you leave things with people in Deep Home? Did you scurry out through some sort of a hole and run away from things?
No, we set up a council and...
Oh, right. I literally couldn't remember how it went.
I didn't 100% remember, but I'm pretty sure that's
There was a moment where it sounded like you I did just scoot, but gonna you abandon. Came back.
No. Like, I set up, like, a council.
Yeah, I think we made the joke that, like, Harper kind of razzed you about it. And, like, you did the same thing. Like, but I've been king for 3.5 years.
Yeah, it was more like a joke of I ran away because I became queen and then immediately left again. Mm. I didn't, like, literally, like, sneak out in the dark of night, but I did abandon my post to a group of peeps. But now their queen is telling them to come to her aid.
Yeah, so what's an interesting way that we can accomplish these goals? Other than, like, Michael, we want to see if the network's up. Is it up?
Is it online?
I type, you want up? Who up?
Well, you have to get up. You have to get back into the White Spire, and it's true. A little... You're not really sure how you're going to be received there.
Okay.
Because, like, do we fear it's full of goo men?
I mean, the number one dude was a goo man.
Right.
my problem is that we can't really trust anything that's slimy from here on out.
I give Steve a vial of some of the goo that I took from Jet early on, and I also give some to my sister. Pan, I've decided, is the artificer, because in my brain canon, I wanted one of them to be, because Sabine was... Oops, I just wrote Sabine, not artificer. I'm going to change that. Doesn't matter. I give it to them, and basically be like, so here's some goo from the Nerevians, the horrible traitor Jet. I don't know if you guys can figure out, if maybe all of us together could figure out a mushroom-based machine that could, I don't know, find out their if they're, I don't know. We can do that too.
Some sort of goo boy detection item.
That's true, Anwek. Yeah. Exactly. And gosh, Steve, I really hate to say it, but your shit's so good.
Why do you hate to say it? That's a compliment. It's a nice thing to do for someone, to say something nice about them.
Oh, because I wanted to make it.
Oh, well, you've done so many great things.
Oh, stop.
I don't want you to ever doubt yourself. Never doubt yourself.
Okay.
Never.
Don't you fucking do it.
Jerry is like on his like hind legs. Clawed at the air.
Dripping slime down.
Its mouth opens much more than it should with the ropes.
If you ever doubt yourself, Jerry will kill you.
We send a message. We send our messages out, and then I guess we approach. We start doing some science, but we also head to the White Spires. That sound good, team?
Yeah,
sounds good.
I love it.
Okay, so there are definitely guards posted around the White Spire. Do you have a way to get around said guards or go through said guards?
I do.
Or
what about
we
all
kill
y'all?
Kill them? Just kidding. Maybe.
Thrifty, can you tell me about the like kind of the exterior of the White Spire? How far away from the spire are the guards posted? How high to the say next floor window?
So I don't. I guess there are probably like balconies and stuff on the way up.
There's got to be.
And there's definitely the giant like hole that's been ripped out of the side of it about a third of the way up. But, you know, essentially there's a bunch of, you know, it's a big spiry building and, and, you know, there's lots of guards posted. There's probably like a gate, that you have to go through and there's guards posted at the gate. And then inside there's a courtyard and there's probably more guards at the door, the main entrance door.
How far are we from the spire?
You can be as like how far is outside the gate to
actually physically touching the spire.
Maybe
I gotta do some Pythagorean theorem bullshit. So nice. I'm gonna need you to be specific.
Like, I don't know. I'm gonna make up a number. 200 feet.
Okay, that's too far. I can't do anything with that. That's too
damn
far.
You.
Toby looks down. You have frog legs. Should we get closer?
Yeah, we should get closer.
Cool.
I mean, you have to go over the gate, so.
So 200 right. feet from the gate?
So there's a gate, and then 200 feet.
How high
feet.
Is the gate?
The gate, I mean, it's not, like, super high, but if you're inside and you're
Michael,
sneaking around.
I feel
around,
like you think we're nitpicking, but this is actually important information for me.
Two spellcasters are going to lead to a lot of questions.
let's say 15 feet, as far as you can tell.
Oh, my God, you're a doll. Toby creates a ladder.
Nice.
Okay, so just to be clear, if you're like go over this ladder and you're just running around inside this courtyard, then
so
it's gonna be.
Well, I guess we could ask them to see if they're goo boys. We don't have a test yet.
Excuse me, sir, are you a goo boy?
I mean, you guys are so strong.
Yeah, true.
Did you just ask somebody if they're goo boy?
No, I was joking. Okay. Let's like walk up to them like kind of like normalish and see what they say first.
Okay.
Okay, so is Steve just walking up to these people as a meat monster with a giant horror spider?
Oh. Yes, but he's actually riding Jerry.
Oh, so even more horrifying.
Even per his backstory, people feel compelled to feel sympathy for
exactly.
him.
Exactly. Commoners. If these are commoners, if they're not
they're
commoners, then we kill them.
Not commoners.
Damn it.
What makes them not commoners?
Because they have stats.
Yeah, we've had this conversation last week.
They're
I know, but I'm
going to
have
zero.
A two-week conversation until Thrifty fucks it up.
That's true.
One day don't work.
You're going to get
will
one day.
Every episode.
Okay. Yeah, no, fuck it. Yeah, I'm still writing up.
Wait,
I'm friendly.
How far away do we need to go?
It's, what do you mean? Like, to get to the door?
Yeah.
There's, the courtyard's like 200 feet. 200 feet between the gate and the spire.
Okay, never mind. That's not worth. I have dimension door. But I don't feel like.
Guys, you gotta really save it when you really like
right,
need to
yeah.
take
because it's also it could be banishment or
yeah. right. Yeah, we gotta
whatever,
save that.
So, yeah. Okay. Never mind.
Do you want to take 9 hours to get 215 feet?
That sounds great.
I would love to do that.
I mean, don't you guys have like flying mounts and stuff?
Oh, I have boots of flying. Fuck.
I mean, I can
so
get over
sorry.
The wall. I can make a ladder for the wall.
I'll
but...
jump.
Okay, I could carry at least Toby.
Well, that was it. Hey, okay. Again, Steve, this is...
I'm just saying, Steve, you busted into this place yesterday and had a giant fight. So I feel like the guards would definitely attack you.
Can't...
Like, as soon as they saw you, because you were literally there yesterday fucking up shit.
Okay, but how far away from... How far from the gate... Is the spire
200 feet?
Okay. We're all trying to kill 30 right now.
Okay, wait, guys.
Okay.
Do you just want me to fly you in?
So what you're saying is, you said we were like 200 what 10 feet before, so
oh
we were only
God.
10 feet from the gate. So they've all seen me already.
I think he's giving us the out. To basically, this is the worst. Cut all this out. He's giving us the out. So we haven't been seen yet, but he's
right.
telling us the basic dimensions. He's asking,
yes.
do we try to sneak in, knowing that if we sneak in, people are like, what the fuck, why are you in here?
Like,
versus
you could fight your way in.
The
You'll
door.
Probably
Bullshit
not have a lot of trouble fighting your way in.
Oh,
but...
so we should just fight our way in? Is that what
I
you
have
just
a three
said?
Stealth.
We wouldn't. Yeah, I have like a negative one stealth. So,
I
feel like if we're going to fight, we should try to stealth first, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can
pretty
get
much
through.
Always.
A good faith stealth.
All right, then if we're like, do we talk to him or do we just
yeah, we can
climb
try to talk to him.
Climb the walls.
Well, we could try to like intimidate him or something, so we don't have to kill him.
I mean, I can ride my spider up the wall, so I don't need.
That's probably gonna do it.
I can make a ladder.
I don't need it.
Okay, that's fine.
Don't you guys have like 17 spells that control people's brains and stuff?
Yeah, but
Who?
I'm saving
maybe
my slots,
people.
Baby.
Do a Jedi mind trick.
But this is maybe this is like Michael's way of like. Wink, wink, nah, nah. This is where you're supposed to use it.
Look, we're 47 minutes in. I don't think we want to start a fight right now.
I think
but
Michael just wants something to happen.
If you guys
want to
start a fight, start a fight.
I can make a ladder casting silent image. I cast minor illusion, and the minor illusion is a 5 foot tall friggin' buxom babe. You know what I'm saying?
He's only 5 feet tall. She's
a
very,
5 foot
short.
Tall gnome babe.
Whatever.
Like the tallest gnome babe ever.
It's no stop. It buxom, you know, booty, shoulders, strong hands, and she's running around with her towel, but a titty fall out.
Oh,
and
no.
She goes, "Oh boys, help me!
I'm gonna put my titty back in my towel."
I've gotten locked out of my domicile. This way, please.
Ma'am, you're disgusting everyone with your gross female body. Could you please,
oh,
please
no,
move on?
We need to count for this.
Toby goes.
I love you, Todd. Lady, get out of here.
Wait, are the guards in love with each other?
Yes, of course
God
they
damn
are.
Damn it! We need to count for love.
And again, I can't make love. She just walks away and fades. And,
damn
it. We're still considerate, though. We'll help you. Okay.
Oh, follow me. I can't get in.
Todd, do you think it's okay for us to leave our post to help this naked lady?
Oh, I have a towel. Sugar.
Should you make some sort of roll?
I don't know, man. This is a little weird. Can I just do it?
Frank, I just fucked up.
I make a 5-foot-tall nude lady who has sound. She has depth. She has light. And most importantly, you can touch her. Because I'm
except for they don't want
to. That is 100% all I care about in ladies. Can't touch them.
But because I...
If yes, alright, I'm in.
Toby has studied shadow magic, so you can touch the girl.
Toby,
or the ladder.
Toby, I don't want to think about what you're going to do with this magic now that you have it.
What?
You can just conjure up a nude lady and just do whatevs to her for like a minute.
Oh, I hope they don't take the towel off. I only know what a right boob looks like. Just kidding.
The
left, not canon.
Very fucked up.
Okay, so they're off. Your first hurdle is clear.
Our nice gate guards just like really made this easy for us.
We didn't have to kill them. We see. And I elbow both of them, and then I attempt to do the nudge thing that Jayla has done a couple times. Like, see, you don't have to kill him.
But he's like a lot more like, I don't know.
Elbowy.
Yeah. It's more painful than playful.
Guys, is it safe for me to come up?
Sure.
Yeah.
Can you put a sheet over you or something? Like a cloak? Yeah,
I scurry up on Jerry. Well, so what else lies between us and the white spire?
So we go there's the a gate. Couple guards at the main entrance.
Oh, just a few?
Michael,
blast them, guys. Come on.
No
Michael,
killing.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I have to ask how high it is to the next balcony from the ground floor. I know that this is bullshit and you all hate it, but I have to know.
You know what? Here's something I've learned about from playing a sorcerer is to ask pointed questions. Michael, is there a balcony X
he
feet?
Said there was balconies already.
Yes. So if you lead him, he's usually broken by this point.
He's like, yes. Would you like the balcony?
Is it? Would you say it's like 200, at least 200 feet, or at maximum 200 feet? I would say
it's definitely less than 200 feet.
Less than 200 feet.
Much less than 200 feet.
Okay, so I climb on Jerry's back, and I use the spell jump. I'm Jerry.
Oh no. Oh no.
And I say, I'll meet you guys up there.
Wow.
And
he doesn't know where he's going.
And Jerry uses leap, which allows him to jump 90 feet. Except that jump also triples triples the character's jump distance.
That's too far. No, so, this is very upsetting.
Wait,
so we sail through the air.
Yeah, I can do
that. Oh, but it only does.
It triples. So, like, if you got like 10-foot jump, you can only jump 30 feet.
I will quit the podcast if we try to calculate Illudra's jump.
I would figure. Okay. Okay. Wait, what'd you say? 10 times?
No, okay.
It's 60.
I was gonna say, yeah. Like,
so
wouldn't be that much.
He doesn't know where we're going.
We're going up, right? We're going up. Away we go.
The top part of the
up I go. I'm at the balcony.
All right, roll stealth, I guess.
This is a very large jump, and it makes you afraid.
I feel like
he can make it.
I feel like I want to say I'm sorry, Michael, even though I haven't done anything. I'm sorry, Michael.
16 to stealth.
All right, you know what? They don't notice the giant meat man on the spider flying through the air.
See, you have to break him, and he's like, yes.
See whatever you want.
The flying robo spider.
Wait, can I pick up Toby and then go fly with him up and then fly back and pick up Aludra and then go drop her off?
All right, you have to get a Toby and a Aludra and a Jayla too.
I should have hitched a ride on Jerry.
You can't leave Aludra and Jayla alone because they'll fuck.
You can't leave Toby alone.
Yeah, of course.
That's all we do all the time. Just fucking.
Too horny to live.
So you can like sneak around the side and fly these two chuckleheads up there.
Cool.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Michael. Boy.
It is me, the chucklehead.
I weigh 50 pounds, so I think you could probably do...
I could maybe do both.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Although Lutra weighs a bit. No offense.
You had to carry me like a baby. Toby has to put on your back like a spider monkey.
My chair.
Okay. So you're all inside the White Spire.
Perfect. That was awesome.
This is just
Steve and Jayla.
It was exhilarating. I'll tell you
we
what.
Just made it. That was an hour and a half of podcast magic.
The teleport station is on the third floor, and the sending network is on the fourth, which we all remember from when we went through all the floors back in the day. Remember that? That was fun.
Yeah, that was yesterday.
We were very stressed out.
That was yesterday.
We thought we had to gather like enough weapons to get us through for a while.
For sure.
All right. So what are you doing?
Let's check out the teleportation network first to make sure that's okay. And then after we do that, check out the sending thing to send a mass email. Forward.
Yes.
You won't believe it. The White Spire is under attack. Wizards hate it.
The White Spire press secretary.
There's no invasion. There's no invasion.
Oh my god.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's going great here. We have tons.
As a large rock falls on top of his head.
So we want to make sure the teleportation network works and that the sending network also works.
Oh no, Aludra's just sleepy. Aludra is trying to send a message to the dwarves to come here, right?
Oh, so you do not have your own sending situation.
Absolutely not.
No.
Why would you think that, Toby?
Well, I thought, I don't know. Harper had his.
Well, I do have the cell phone though.
What's the cell phone?
I must send him a text. No, but like, I guess like what the teleportation. Like, what's our plan with the teleportation? What are we trying to do with this?
Well, if we teleport from a teleportation ring, we'd be like, "Hey, what's up? We're here. Here's what's going on."
Oh, just to like go there. I guess I could teleport.
Yeah.
To Deep Home,
Paler's Hope.
That might be, maybe car, I should do that instead right? of like sending a random message.
Does car exist?
Well, yeah, it does, but that's Pyre. Do we want to ask for Pyre's help?
Oh, Masterwick is Pyre.
Oh, sorry.
Car fell through the abyss.
Oh, fine. Okay. Sorry.
R.I.P. Car.
There's a big hole
I don't
there.
Know if we can control Pyre, but we might need to keep it in the back of our minds as a Hail Mary.
A wild card?
Yeah. Right, well, we're going to die anyway, so might as well call Pyre here and see what's up.
All right, let's sneak through this White Spire.
Okay.
And go to the teleportation network.
Yeah.
That was Toby's chair, not a toot.
Toby, that was my chair. My chair makes that noise. Toby, you spy your roommate, Boris.
Oh, is he squatting?
What?
Because like, he's like,
this is my room now.
Stop saying
that.
I point at him and send a telepathic message to him, like, Boris.
Yes, this is Boris.
Do I detect any weird shit from him?
What do you mean?
Toby asked him, what was the spell that I was super excited about seeing cast just a few days ago? That Taliana's cast. Good boy.
Was it a force cage? I don't know.
It was a force cage, Boris! Oh my god, here we are! We're over here! Come here!
Hey, Toby, what are you doing here? They're after you. You know this. Why are you with a meat golem?
Oh, my name's Steve.
Hello, Steve.
I'm eating peanut butter pretzels, both in real life and in character.
That's going to really fuck up your pure water spout. I don't like that.
Well, I'm allowed to eat. I just don't have to.
Oh, gotcha. You know that the Nerevians attacked yesterday, right?
Well, there's a lot of, I'm really not getting this accent.
It sounds like Ross.
Say baklava.
I am a male Ross. there's a lot of rumors going around, different rumors. Some say, there's crazy goo boys, but others say, that the meat golem is trying to destroy us.
Oh.
Oh, I'd never hurt anybody. I'm Steve. Nice to meet you.
Hello, yeah. Steve. You seem nice for a horrifying monster.
Oh, yeah. No, I know I look a little bit off-putting, but I promise you, I don't mean you any harm. I just want to be your friend.
Well, nice to meet you, Steve.
Nice to meet you.
See, he's nice.
I love you.
Wait, cool, which one? Who cool are you saying spider. To say the other one's nice? No.
Oh, thanks. I made him.
No shit.
Shit.
See? I'm learning all sorts of new stuff. Check this out. He makes a chair. Sit on it.
Oh, Toby, you leveled up.
I did. I leveled up. So I guess we chat with him, try to get some backstory information.
Oh,
about...
Oh, no, the sending network is down. Oh, sorry, dude.
What about the teleport?
No, he sounds like Cheech and Chong.
Sorry, bro. Here, take this.
Bitch.
The teleportation, yeah, knock yourself out. That's totally working.
Okay.
All right, I guess.
Is it heavily guarded? And what are the various factions look like between Goo Boys and Goo Haters and Monster Haters?
I don't know if Goo Boy is real.
Oh, they're definitely real.
They're definitely real, buddy.
Well, I don't know.
Well, I've known Steve for years, and he's a good person. And we've all seen
did you
Goo.
Say
I know
Goo
you
person?
Were there, so I understand.
No, good person.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I do have some Goo, but that's just residual pus from my open sores.
Oh.
Well, please, for the friendship that we have together, tell people that the flesh monster is not a bad guy.
Okay, he kind of wrecked some shit yesterday, but he seems super nice.
But that was because the Nerevians, led by Jet Razor, when I say it out loud, it sounds like a lie.
What the fuck is a Nerevian?
They live in a giant city in the sky. And it's a legion power from the White Spire. I know it sounds crazy, but it's totally real.
This one over here makes joke.
No,
I'm going to kill your roommate.
Don't kill
him. It's not a joke. It's not a joke, good sir. Boris.
Boris, please, just do for the friendship we've had, all those nights whispering and so forth and so on. Come on, buddy.
Play Nightcrawler.
What is Nightcrawler? What's Nightcrawler? The movie starring Jake Gyllenhaal?
Oh, no, Earthworms. Sorry, is it Earthworms?
Yeah, Earthworms. It is fucking Earthworms or Nightworms or some shit.
What is this? What I don't like this? It. You're, don't.
Where you just crawl around thing? In the dark and pretend to be worms at night.
Is this real? Is this real?
It's all sunny. It's what? Always sunny thing.
It's always sunny. It's a good joke.
Oh, man. I've seen all the episodes of this season.
Oh.
That's funny.
At night. Anyway.
Anyways. All right. See you, buddy. We're gonna go to the teleport network, but don't tell him when he saw
okay.
us.
Hey, I'll help you out. I'll go distract them and give you a shot, and you go teleport wherever you're gonna go. And I hope you have luck with the Narivians.
Thanks.
Don't say that like you don't believe it's a thing.
Yeah, you did air quotes.
Narivians.
Don't do air quotes. That's not nice.
All right, off you go.
All right, we go.
Off we go.
So he goes first, tries to distract the guards.
Oh, off I go. Sorry. I go distract the guards.
Get the fuck out of here,
Get
Boris.
Get out of here, Boris. You jerkers. Boris, is Boris cool? He's going to help us for sure.
I don't know, man. I'm a little worried about that.
And when you get back, clean up your side of the room, for fuck's sake.
It fell over when the Nerevians attacked.
Yeah, Nerevians.
Did that happen 6 months ago, Toby? Yeah.
They've been attacking for all 20 years I've been here.
So Boris goes ahead. He, and then you guys duck into a little alcove, and then he goes running by with two people who are probably in the teleportation room working their room, leaving wide open for you guys to go wherever you want.
All right, we're here. All right, where do you want to go? And Toby starts messing with the... so it's connected to other White Spire locations.
Mm. Right.
Don't forget, the incantation for this is you have to say the most embarrassing moment of your life.
I'm not doing this.
I'm just kidding.
I can only pull that once.
Yeah, Nico's been razzed pretty much consistently for the rest of her life.
I literally get it for every day almost. And my most embarrassing moment has now been surpassed by telling about my most embarrassing moment.
As it should.
So wait, this is, sorry. So the teleportation thing is hooked up to other white spires? Yes. Or is it anywhere?
Any white spires or any teleportation networks it connected to, but
like, could I go to Deep Home from here or no?
Can't you go to Deep Home?
Odds or evens?
Ah, shit. Odds. Because I'm odd.
That's true. You're very strange.
You can go to Deep Home.
What did you roll?
I rolled a nine. I rolled a nine.
Oh, two. Fuck. Oops. Do you want to go to Deep Home or do we want to go to a different white spire?
Well, I don't know. I'm freaking out.
I don't have like a specific way to get in touch with my peeps.
Okay.
Can we get back after we go to the white?
Let's all split up.
No.
Oh, yes. Always split the party. That's a rule.
Well, but once we teleport there, can we teleport back?
Mm-mm.
No, so we're stuck there?
It depends on the white spire or what the teleportation thing on the other side.
You can go from white spire to white spire, but if you go to like the other places on white spire,
okay, so
you can just
not
go one
go
way.
To Deep Home, then.
I mean, on the back of my spider, we can jump 270 feet at a time, so we can get back
trip
here pretty quick.
Well, so we can plane shift.
Yeah, I can plane shift. So what if we go to a couple other white spires and then make the last jump to Deep Home?
Yeah, and then we just fucking show up here with my whole army.
Sure.
Oh god, this is the fucking kind of planning I would do in Morrowind when I'm trying to plan my mark and recall spells to make sure that I don't have to walk too far or take any fucking silt striders.
I don't know what anything you just said was.
But I liked it.
But somebody will, and that's all that matters.
And they're gonna love it.
Where are you going first?
All right.
White Spire.
We got Pillar's Hope. We got Yengar, maybe.
Hmm.
We got where else would a white spire
exist? Isn't that Jayla's like home?
That is Jayla's home. Norhawk might technically be outside the network, I think.
I was joking when I said Norhawk.
It's long distance.
Yeah,
we can go there.
I don't want to create a paradox.
There was one in Mastwick. I don't know how well that would go if you hopped there.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to get extremely crispy from fires, mountain fires.
And I'm sure there's other places we could go, but we don't know the names of those towns or whatever. I assume the White Dome that we went to way back in the day, yada, yada, yada.
Maybe we should go to Paler's Hope. I feel like we know people there. If we go to Yengar, that'd be cool, because like, I've always wanted to go to Yengar, but we don't really know anyone there.
Okay. Sure, let's go.
Does that make sense? Do you know people in different places, Toby? In the different white spires?
I mean, I know their handles.
Okay. Just their Twitter handles.
Well, maybe the sending network in another white spire will be up, and that'll
fix there
that
we go. So let's go to Paler's Hope.
Okay, I've always wanted to go there!
You're gonna love it.
Yay!
Okay, so you teleport to Paler's Hope, and as you come through, the people in the White Spire are very surprised to see you.
Hi.
And you notice on the wall behind them, there's big drawings of Aludra and Jayla.
And, oh, it's just like my room.
With the words "wanted" underneath it.
No,
are you fucking serious?
And we'll stop there.
Shit, we should have anticipated this.
Yeah, it's cool that you're wanted here.
Oh god, Aludra, this is gonna be so great. Let's find Adira. Let's tell her some things. Let's talk to her.
Yeah.
We don't know where Adira is.
Find her.
We gotta go. Okay, we side quest, remember. Find Adira.
Not Adira, I'm sorry, Ashiar Dane. sorry,
I'm
not Adira.
Beat her ass.
Whoa!
What?
Wow, Michael, that was so much fun. Thank you so much for...
What a wild ride.
What a wild ride.
What a wild,
crazy
ride.
I especially
ride.
Loved all the combat.
Yeah,
I'm
that was
sorry
a good
more
shit.
People didn't fight.
Well, we fought pretty consistently earlier.
Yeah, and fighting constantly.
And Toby doesn't want to fight, so...
Yeah.
I made Toby to avoid combat as much as possible and to make Michael mad. Those two things is what I was,
and the audience, man.
No, maybe. No. We can do this off air.
They love combat.
Give me a round. Not everyone loves combat, but a surprising number of people do. Give me a round of sound if you want some more fucking feedback, baby.
Yeah, baby.
All right. I finally found out how to write a review by Adam Kobela. Thank you so much. Jeru Ov says, just wow, this is amazing. I may be too young to watch this. Cough, cough. 12.
Oh, my God.
No.
What are you,
cough, cough?
Stop while you can.
But please, it's too don't great do to that. You're now. Younger
oh
than my
God.
Child.
We're going to go to jail. 12? Do you think Owen
no,
listens
remember
to this?
Whenever 12-year-old Owen came on the show, though?
My
that
God.
Was a thing.
I had to keep him PG then.
Though. I miss... We need to have another Owen app. See what... What's his name? Aelor?
Aelor.
Oh, we gotta go find Aelor. Mike, what would you do?
You would love it if he came on. Then you would instantly know where my Bucky impression comes from.
Oh, my God.
Warhelt says, thank you. Thank you for being the most beautiful people you are and the beautiful work you do. The love you have for each other and the passion for what you do is a pleasure to experience. May you find joy in wherever you are.
That's nice.
Really Steph says, awesome. My boyfriend recently got me hooked on playing D&D and subsequently this podcast. I'm currently catching up. I'm only on episode 47 and having a blast listening to everyone's fun. I'd love to see a Dreadwing Behemoth return. Five flowers. Best podcast to pretend to work to by Nat May. Man McMike says, come for the Dark Blade, stay for the Jaludra. Bye, mm-hmm. Flourish. Just sit back and download a tale of faithful cast that started on the bar.
You have to sing the whole thing.
Just sit right back and download a tale of a faithful cast that started on 4 cold slabs and added 1 dark past.
Nice.
Thumb Thumble was a slight halfling man with a heart as pure as gold, but some rando paid $1,000. Tom's death was dark and cold. It was dark and cold. The
right,
podcast.
It goes on and on.
It's very good.
It is very good.
But I want to hear it all.
Maybe I'll sing the whole thing for Patreon.
Mike Bachman, sing the whole thing, and then we'll put it after the credits or something.
Yeah,
we'll
do it later, though. Not do right now. Jennifer's falling right asleep.
One, two, three.
Okay. OG, It's Happening by New Dragonborn. I'm finally reviewing you guys from my friend's iTunes. I just caught up just in time to get Tom's beautiful zombie beast back with Steve in the plot. Pilot seat. Love you guys so much. You got me through a lot, and since I started listening to you, my life has gotten 1,000 times better.
Aww.
I'm Everett from United States. That's a great pod. Tom the Dragonborn says, I'm back. Boy, am I peeved off about this Jet Razor guy. I'm about to come back from the demon zone and rip his arms off with my Frankenstein demon spider. Watch your back. Best Bar Review Podcast by Laughing Lawyer 23. This is one of the best podcasts I've ever listened to. I have laughed, cried, and even researched what a cloaca is. Nick Maas from Norway says 5 out of 7, 7, 7, 7. That's funny. I have now heard all episodes up to this point and can say with my hand on my heart that this is one of the best podcasts out there. Furyk says, like my 20s? They're natural. Only 45 episodes in, but you guys have inspired me to break out of my cold dice in modules and maybe even join an adventure. Like I said dice wrong. I'm tipsy. Keeping it dicey. Melee Basic for the Win by Headley. Hi there. This review might be slightly skewed as I'm only on episode 60. However, this podcast gives me a huge dragon boner, and I'm regularly steal Thrifty's ideas when running my own game. The cast's dynamic is awesome and gets me through my lonely days, working alone in the dark 3,800 feet under the ground.
Wow, wait, that's really far under the ground.
Do you really do that? Do you work at the, like...
some sort of missile thing or something?
Are you trying to find neutrinos? Are you at that fucking deep underground?
There's a laboratory that's like super underground.
There's one where they're trying to find neutrinos.
Yeah, are you in the fucking neutrino lab?
I love neutrinos. Good Tool Second Death Shane Now Night Owl says, I mean, I guess it's a podcast by Dragon Boris Kaleika from the United States. This podcast rolled a nat 20 against everything else in my iTunes. Bachman is always on point with the goose, and Jennifer is probably the nicest person to grace the earth. That's not true. Michael DeMaro must be a saint for putting up with Tim and Nika's total disregard for the rules and constant metagaming. By the way, Michael is the DM who also has to deal with the BS of a couple of
tips I've learned. Keep going. There's some really good notes here for me.
Oh, your microphone is broken. I'm very excited about it. The effects disappear for the turn if any damage is done. So, say an AoE fireball. Also, because it's an illusion, magic creatures with true sight, blind sight, and tremor sense could ignore disadvantage because they don't see, have to see the target to hit. Just some thoughts to keep them in the back pocket in case an ancient dragon decides to stop in for a spot of tea.
Oh, those type of reviews just really get me. I love them.
We don't. Just because so, that we know how to play versus the other people doesn't mean that we meta.
Are you saying versus me?
You guys are just upset.
I don't know who I am saying, but versus other people, yes.
You guys are just upset because that review started off by saying I was on point and then proceeded to just roast all y'all.
Well, you know
what? That is exactly why we're upset, if we could drill down.
All right, now we're entering the truth zone.
The truth zone. We don't metagame. Eat fucking.
Yeah, maybe it's different if you were to get, like, tweets that told you you didn't know how to play your character or you were cheating or something like that. Then maybe if you get more things that tell you you're metagaming, like, you know, you might...
You lie on your dice.
Hey, everyone, be nice to Nika.
I don't get any of that because I'm a man.
Right, yeah, that's the problem. I made my damn character sheet and people are just mad. Nika knows what she's doing,
like, maybe the most of, like, any of us.
Stop saying that. Michael, can you talk again? I'm like, seriously.
I'm worried that I've got the weird voice.
Michael, can you read the reviews? You have them. Please do it for me. I nudged
my microphone and now it turned me into serial killer.
All right, now you have... Okay.
You guys are getting a treat right now.
Yeah, I don't know if it's showing up on the Audacity.
Oh, I hope it is.
But the Twitch is insane. My God. All right, please. I think... great podcast by Bear Charger for President.
Okay. This podcast has kept me company on many cross-country drives for work. The cast has great chemistry, and listening to them and their characters develop from the start is well worth anyone's time. Rip Tom, Rip Bear Charger, P.S. Good riddance, Bananas Foster. It puts the lotions in the basket, or it gets the hose again. Epic! Says Bob Budavi from the U.S. Such a glorious podcast. I finally caught up just in time for the much anticipated 200th episode. I'm finding myself on the edge of my seat in anticipation for the coming episode. Congratulations on 200 episodes. Cheers. And finally,
200 episodes of Cheers.
Yes, that's a great sitcom. Finally, Brum leaves from the United States. Says Drunks and Dragons, a must-have podcast. I'm that silent player sitting at the table, Thrifty, who's not creepy, keeps forgetting about my turn and skipping me, but that's okay. It's entertaining simply listening to the hilarity in action. I'm finally caught up after binge listening. I just moved to Bali and need some familiar friends, so thank goodness for Michael, Tim, Jennifer, Nika, and Mike Bachman, said the Emperor
Voice. Bachman.
And this is the Emperor Voice. We can all agree on that.
Thank you for making me feel less lonely and not terrified with my move to the other side of the world, and for hosting this fantastic community, and for making me...
Shut up. Shut up. Stop talking.
For making me into a skin suit.
Well...
Because I'm going to wear everyone's faces.
Stop talking.
Like,
didn't you ask for this?
I know. I hate it. It's so bad.
You've made a mistake now?
All right.
This is the best thing all day. Please continue talking, Michael.
No, he's done.
No.
If you want to get in touch with us,
why would they want to do this?
Geekly Anchor, I do any podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
That's Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer James.
I'm at Nika_Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
We should also mention International Tabletop Day is coming up.
Oh, shit.
April
29th, we're doing a 24-hour live stream again. So please check that out. Head over to geeklink.com and information will be there.
didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, you can check out these other Geekly Inc. shows, including Brute Force, Cast of Thrones, Cthulhu and Friends, The Host's Westworld, Pope Zone, Transformation Sequence, and Your Wizardary. You can also visit us at geeklyinc.com, where you can read the always updating content and check out some fan art by the talented community artist. Afterwards, make sure to head over to our shop and buy some merchandise for your next adventuring quest. When you've finished with figuring out what the fuck an Arivian is, head on over to iTunes to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Want to do another listen through? Check out the D&D podcast abridged episodes available for download now. All the fun and a tenth of the time. Sorry, my allergy medicine just like stopped working. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast, where you can donate a monthly amount to help us make this podcast better with each episode. GeeklyCon 2017 tickets are on sale now. It's going to be held in St. Louis, Missouri, and you can get your ticket as well as your hotel room online. Information is also available on the ride or on the forums for ride or room shares, so grab your ticket and get ready for the fun. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Michael, we can't hear you. I guess I'll take us out. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. It was dicey. Which improv game do you want to do?
You know, any of them. Surprise us.
Bad rap.
Let's do bad rap.
Oh, no. How do I do this again?
All right.
This is a fucking worse one. Let's do it.
It goes bad rap. I went to the store to get a Switch.
Bad rap.
I always keep secrets because I'm not a truth breaker. Bad rap. So you say the thing, so snitch, obviously.
Right. Twitch. And you don't rhyme it.
You don't rhyme it. So bad rap. I go to the store and get an egg. Bad rap. When I perform on stage, they say break a arm. Bad rap. Alright, Jennifer, go.
Can't do this.
Go!
It's too much pressure.
I'm gonna go see if that person's taking a shower.
Have we told you guys about this? I'm sorry, but across the way. No, seriously, you can see some.
The best part of every improv show is when one of the cast members leaves.
It's really good. I'm not doing the bad rap, but someone else can do the bad rap.
What if we just do bad rap, real fast right now, and then we make it sound like all of us have gone.
Bad rap.
That was so good, guys.
Jennifer didn't go.
Outside, all the trees are pine.
Bad rap.
All night tonight, I've been drinking beer.
Bad rap.
Now I know y'all will be loving this shit right here.
Bad rap.
L-I-M-P, biscuit is right here.
You're not supposed to.
Bad rap.
Hi, Jennifer.
Okay, I think I have one, but it doesn't make sense, but it might be funny.
It's fine. Go.
Bad rap.
Orisa is from Overwatch, but I won't play her because I'm a bassist.
Bad rap.
Actually, it's because I'm a big support character player.
Bad rap. Nice. All right, Jennifer.
No, I'm not doing it.
Please.
I'm staying.
They weren't in the shower. but their bathroom rat was long, so they just got out, taking a nap. It was just like,
this is a good time.
Do you like, can you like write a note like in blood on their shower? Like, hey, I can see you.
The outline of your bits. Is that okay? Are you cool? Did you plan this?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.